Good morning. I'd like to call to order this meeting of October the 3rd, 2017 at 8:01 a.m. May we have a roll call?
Mrs. Dennehy.
Here.
Mr. Emery. Mr. Evans.
Here.
Ms. Kirby.
Here.
Mrs. Purcell.
Here.
Mr. Schellhauer.
Here.
Mrs. Wiley.
Here. Let the record show that Mr. Emery is not in attendance. At this point, I need a motion to adjourn to executive session.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mrs. Purcell. I need a second.
Second.
By Mrs. Dennehy. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Okay, we are going to be in executive session at 8:02. Thank you.
Okay.
The board has been in executive session and we've come out. At this time, we'll have an introduction of our visitors.
Scott Whaley.
Glenn Stevenson.
Sarah Croce.
Okay. If you'll please rise, we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. Okay, at this time, I do not see any public here, so I assume we will not have public comment. Personnel?
Just seeking for a motion of approval of the personnel report. Please.
I make a motion to approve the personnel report as it is.
I have a motion from Mrs. Dennehy. I need a second.
Second.
From Mrs. Purcell. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining?
Yes.
Okay, we need to do a roll call, please.
Okay, Mrs. Dennehy.
Yes.
Mr. Emery. Mr. Evans.
Abstain.
Ms. Kirby.
Yes.
Mrs. Purcell.
Yes.
Mr. Schellhaus.
Yes.
Mrs. Wiley.
Yes. Let the record show that there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 who voted in favor of, 1 abstention, and 1 absence. Okay, so moved. We're going to go to administrative services, Dr. Glenn Stevenson.
Yeah, that's one of the really the big reason we're meeting today is because we have a situation in the auditorium. I'll let Dr. Stevenson here and explain that. We have a situation in the auditorium where our lighting system has failed, and we want to make sure we have a system in place before our production here in early November. So it's very important for us is to get this moving if we can. So Dr. Stevenson has really been working I think diligently over the last about week and a half, 2 weeks, trying to get quotes and trying to get people to come in and look at it, and Mr. Whaley as well. And for us here, it's not really, it's not something we have in board policy. It's not, but we've been kind of directed over time, where it's been kind of the unwritten rule or somewhere along the lines and asked anything over $5,000 on these types of things like this, where we're doing repairs and for its operations and maintenance, that we are having board approval. For us, the threshold of getting at least 3 quotes is $10,000. $5,000, to be honest with you, probably is a little low for us not to be able to have some, I think, authority to make some decisions, especially in something like this. Even this here, you're gonna see the quotes here are really nothing's over like $12,500. I think this is the highest quote we have. For us not to be able to make that decision here, I think I'd like for us maybe to, at the board, be nice if the board revisits that at some point in time. Maybe there's a different threshold. I don't know if it's $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, but is there a different threshold that maybe we would have the authority to make some of those decisions without coming to the board? So it's not a board policy. Same token, we want to do what's right and what's been asked. Also, want you to be knowledgeable too when we have big expenditures as well. So we don't want to get in a situation where you don't understand, especially the major or minor cap projects that sometimes are 15, 20, 25, 50, 60. You got to be in the know with those. Okay, but the questions will come at some point. $10,000, $15,000, do we need to do that, or do we just inform you at a board meeting or something like that? So at some point in time, maybe we can discuss that in a future board meeting, but that's why we're here today. So Dr. Stevenson, I'll let you kind of talk over. We had 4 people I know that we reached out to others. We have 4 that took an interest, and you can kind of tell them what happened.
Yeah, we actually reached out to 6 different people. We got quotes back from 2. 2 of them were online quotes for just the equipment, and they all seem to be very close on the equipment itself. But B&B Sound Design seems to be the low quote, and that's, they're kind of the industry standard locally. They, of course, they just did our sound. And they also do a lot of this type of work at Cedar Rodney, Lake Forest, Woodbridge, so they're readily accessible. So with that said, I'd like to recommend B&B Music Designs for purchasing this soundboard, or lightboard, excuse me.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So on the B&B quote, I don't see, and compared to the other quote, what the other quote has something about a fader wing. Do we need that?
The fader wing is not needed. That's one of the things. The basic quote for the on the B&B sound designs it's called a ETC Ion XE20. That's the unit. That's the light board itself.
Right.
And then there's a there. From my understanding with B&B Music, there are multiple faders built into that unit, so you don't need the fader. And also on B&B Designs, that $1,500, excuse me, for training. Installing and training is going to be billed to us on a time and materials. In other words, they think that the installation is going to go just be a direct switch. And then really the time is going to be what time it takes us to get trained on it, which we think is going to be relatively quick because it's a very similar board. So that number will probably be a lot less. So they're just going to bill us for the time that they're there.
Okay. And I noticed too that the other company included the price of the LED monitor, and it said that we would need to purchase those. So I assume we have
them. We have them. We're going to purchase. We're going to use RM.
We're going to use RM, so it won't be an additional purchase.
Right. Okay.
Are there any other questions or comments from the board on these quotes?
Dr. Stephen, they will come out, like, as far as we had the sound, if we had any issues, they came back out.
That's what's great about them.
It's not ongoing, that they can't come back out.
They'll probably come out for the production just to be there and see if we have any problems. They actually worked the first production we had after we got the sound, so they're very, very good about that.
Well, I think it's good to have the same company. We invested all that other money for the other system.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it makes sense.
Hampton versus Wilmington.
Yeah. We also have two productions also from the community, too. So our dance companies also utilize it in December. So we have a lot of productions here. Once we hit that November to December, it'd be great to also get this installed here at some point in time. They're also doing the practice for the productions, too, at the high school.
Who actually gets the training?
It's going to be Mike Streck and Sean Snyder and what's the other young guy's name?
Boyd.
Mr. Boyd.
And they'll probably have somebody else like me for John too and Mr. Whaley. One thing we are, just to let you know, we are a little bit with some of our buildings as far as rentals are going to ask them to have somebody themselves for a lighting component. We're having a difficult time finding people to as far as to be able to handle the light and the sound, you know, here on site. So if they'll have somebody, we're asking them to have somebody come over, we'll help them understand how to utilize the system, and then they're going to use it during their evening productions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that way they have also somebody here while they practice. The same token, when they have these productions from outside, when they come in, usually they're practicing it, usually during the week, they're doing it during the weekends, and we're having a difficult time finding somebody to come here. We do, yes. Yeah. But we will not charge them. That'd be one thing that'd be waived. They have their own person.
Right.
Okay. We're not going to charge them, obviously, for somebody to use the light and sound system.
Okay. I make a motion to accept the bid from B&B Sound Designs.
Okay. So no other questions or comments?
I just wanted to say, is there any young people that actually run this system? Any of our students?
We have had that too, but that's been complicated too as far as like the pay and those type of things. So sometimes, yes, they have gone in and helped. Glenn, you can talk more about that a little bit, but it's been more helping our people who have been the ones in charge.
Yeah, they've had a couple of students that have been interested in doing it. It's just a question of whether you want to leave a student in charge of it. So if you have a student there, you almost have to have the adult there with them. So. Yeah.
Well, I know in the past that was something that students did run that.
For our place.
Not for other people to come.
And the outside actually, we talk to them, really don't, they don't mind a student, but they'd rather a student come with an instructor.
Right.
For in their mind, they like to have a thought.
That's just part of our makeup, because we are training students to go out into the world.
Yeah.
And I know that in the past you've had some students that's been their forte, you know, and you ask a question of a student about a computer and they know the answer far quicker than adults do.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if that was part of the program to have these students, not that they're going to be there alone with it, but that they are learning. And if that's the case, you know, and there's somebody that's doing that over there, it would be nice to be included in the training.
Okay.
That's all I was thinking about.
Yeah. And the only concern that I would have, I have no problems with a student in there doing our programs and our productions, because then it would be our staff who would be supervising them.
Mm-hmm.
But I never would want our students in there alone with other people who are coming in to use it, because
I wouldn't think that, because if they're going to get their own person trained.
So, okay. If there is no other comments at this time, then I have a motion for Mrs. Ennehy to accept the bid of B&B Sound Designs. I need a second.
Second.
For Mr. Ron Evans. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstaining? So moved. If there is no other business, then at this time I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion for Mrs. Purcell. I need a second.
Second.
For Mrs. Dennehy. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 8:28. Thank you.